Delighted to say that I'm joined now on Magic by the winner of Dancing on Ice from last year, Gaynor Fay. Gaynor, hello.
Hello, how are you?
Very good, thank you. Very good, and very impressed actually. Seen you out on the ice this morning, and you've still got it.
Thank you very much. I mean, Dan always used to say to me, it's like riding a bike, but it isn't quite. It's like riding a rusty bike when you get back on the ice. But I love it. I just felt exhilarated as well, again, the minute I stepped out there.
Obviously, eating healthily and living well is imperative if you're an ice skater. Is that something you've kept up?
Well, I've always been a healthy eater, but I've never really been into the exercise thing. And that was a big problem when I started on Dancing on Ice. You know, I was actually told that I probably wasn't fit enough, you know, physically, to actually do it. And I was like, what? And they said, well, how much exercise do you do a week? And I actually did very little, really. I mean, I'm very into being healthy, but I wasn't particularly being into fitness. Obviously, met Daniel Whiston, and he soon put me through my paces, really. He got me very fit very quickly. So you have to be very fit, you know, to that standard. Obviously, ice skating is great, and you can actually start, and it raises your fitness, raises your metabolic rate and your cardiovascular and all that.
How much training did you do in the build-up to the show?
Well, we had about a month before we did the show of, you know, tuition and working with Dan and Torval and Dean, of course, the legends. And then before we went on to the live show. So, yeah, probably 6 weeks. 6 weeks.
And obviously you won the show, so you were there to the very end. How long was the series?
8 weeks. Yeah, I think it was 8 weeks. There was 10 of us and there was 3 left in the... So that's 8 weeks, yes, I think so. You know, it's fantastic. I mean, obviously, week one in the skate-off, I didn't realise I was going to get that far through. And I thought, well, if I come out with a skater's bum, then I'm a winner anyway, you know. So Dan worked really hard on me getting this skater's bum. And as the weeks went by, the skirts got shorter. So it was a testament that skating does help.
And you've obviously been keeping it up because, I mean, I've just seen that on the ice. You've still got the skater's bum.
Oh, thank you. Oh, well. Yeah, I mean, I have been keeping it up. I mean, Dan still puts me through my paces. Not on and off the ice, we do stuff together. So, yeah, we're doing it. It's great. I love skating. I've got such a bug for it. It's incredible.
I mean, you can see it out there. I noticed you were teaching some kids how to skate. And the enthusiasm that you've got in your face, it was just sort of shining through onto them. And there's this one little girl that I just... you were teaching her twists and turns. Oh, she was loving it.
She loved it. It's really nice to be able to be, because I'm quite confident now, you know, that I wouldn't ever put anyone in danger. So, and I know the spin, and I know that it's really exciting for them. And she loved it. Actually, she was a really good skater. I mean, it's fun. It's funny now I can actually see a natural skater, because I can see in people if they've got it or they haven't. And I never thought I'd have that skill to be able to think, you know, see that.
If you're still sort of doing the training, does that mean that you're doing any shows? Can we see you ice skating anywhere?
Well, I'm not doing a show. I have just done a fitness DVD with Dan, so that's why we're still doing the training together. And that's how I'm boxing day. But and I still skate with Dan. You know, it's fantastic. We still get together and have the odd skate. You know, I actually didn't realise that I could do it on my own, because I'm always going, oh, let's get together, Dan, you know, I want to skate. And he goes, well, you can skate on your own, you know. And I'm like, oh, really? And I had really good fun out there today on my own, so it was nice.
That's brilliant. And as I say, you know, you still obviously have got the knack for it. It's something you don't lose straight away.
It stays in you. It stays in you. Definitely.
Which is something I'd like to move on to with terms of my presenter, Neil Fox, of course, is now doing this series of Dancing on Ice.
Is this an exclusive?
This is an exclusive.
Wow, you're spilling the beans.
Well, you know, I'm allowed to.
Neil Fox is doing it. Oh, the sly fox. Gosh, is he good?
Well, from what he's telling me, he's excellent, but...
Fantastic. Well...
It remains to be seen. What I'm a bit worried about is I know that they've got to wear Lycra.
He'll love it.
Yeah, a Lycra... sort of emblazoned with Diamante, slit down to the navel.
Yeah, do you know, all the men go on about, oh, I'm not wearing that, I'm not wearing... And as the weeks go by, they get more Diamante, they get more rhinestones, as they like to be called. They get... The more the chest comes out, they get tighter pants. Honestly, they're worse than the women.
I feel like watching him in Panto.
Oh, I can't wait to see him.
Well, any tips for him?
Keep the knees bent and kind of just, you know, just keep... just trying and put in the hours, put in the work, because it really pays off. I always said to myself, I never want to come out knowing that I hadn't put in the effort and the amount that I needed to put in, because you kick yourself if you don't. And it's just such a fantastic journey just to enjoy it and really, really go for it and enjoy it.
And are you looking forward to what might happen as a skate-off, a Battle of the Two series?
Yeah, they better watch out, because I'm going to keep my skates going and I'm going to keep practicing so that I can give them a run for the money.
You see, that's
the next champion.
That's the real reason she's here. She's actually just in training.
To
sort of beat Neil and the rest of them in the dance-off.
Well, you know, I mean, it was fantastic being the champion of the first ever series. And in my, you know, I've got my trophy at home and I'm very, very proud of it. It's got pride of place. It's in my living room. It's not one of these that goes in the bathroom because I think I worked really hard for that. It's not going in the bathroom as a doorstop. I don't believe those people who say it's a doorstop in the bathroom. No. I think it's right there with a nice little torch on it. So I've always got that. And I mean, whatever happens next is a different journey, but I feel like I went the distance on my journey and I had a
Would you say it changed
time.
Your life?
I actually would, yeah. I mean, I'm not saying I'm old, but I'm not a spring chicken. And it's like, you know, to achieve something and learn a new skill and actually get to the end of it and succeed so well. It's just, I'm going on now and going, right, I'm going to start my piano lessons again. Because you always do, oh, I regret giving it up, I regret. And there's no regrets, just go and do it. You're never too old, it's never too late, just get on and do it. And it's a really, it made me feel a lot more positive.
There you go, Foxy, she said it. You're never too old,
okay? Oh, bless him.
Oh, listen, it's been great talking to you. Watch out for the DVD, Boxing Day.
Oh, thank you.
Any other projects?
Obviously, I'm doing the new series of The Chase. We've just started filming that now. And it's going really well. It's the first series was really well received. And obviously filming in my hometown Leeds, which is lovely because I get to see my kids every night. So it's just great. Have a good time.
I wish you luck with it, and good luck with the Champion of Champions. Oh. So if it happens,
you'll have divided loyalties.
Just,
there.
Just don't do too well against Neil, because I'll never hear the end.
Thank you.